Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Over the centuries, our government has continually reached deeper and deeper into the lives of its citizens, and like an octopus with unlimited tentacles, it now controls more facets of state government, business, and our personal lives than was ever intended. But for all of its overreaching, there is still one area that it rightfully controls, and that is the defense of the nation. As we pause this Sunday to reflect on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tragedy, it's important to celebrate the fact that in the past 10 years, despite repeated attempts, our enemies have failed to pull off another large-scale attack on U.S. soil. That's due in large part to our intelligence apparatus, local and national law enforcement, and our troops who have successfully broken up terrorist networks and training camps overseas. One of my greatest privileges over the past decade has been to pray for our troops as they deploy and then again when they return. Sure, speeches are great and they're important, but to be able to ask the God of all creation to keep our men and women safe while they're away and to protect their families and to thank Him publicly when the unit returns home intact is for me an even greater privilege. It gives me the opportunity to look into the eyes of those who put their lives on the line for my family and yours and to not only thank them, but to thank God for people who are willing to do that. Sometimes these units do not return home intact, and it's those times that the reality of the sacrifice hits home. It's important that we not take their sacrifices for granted. I had a 20-year-old Marine Corps sniper tell me a couple of years ago that there seems to be a real disconnect. Each time he returns home, he marvels at the fact that there are 18 and 19-year-olds serving overseas in combat roles, and there are 18 and 19-year-olds here at home riding skateboards in the park with their pants halfway falling off, completely oblivious to the fact that there are young men overseas carrying the burdens of men twice their age. For the past 10 years, as I travel through Atlanta-Hartsfield International Airport, I still get choked up when the throngs of passengers stand up and clap for the military units as they move through the airport, either deploying or returning. It's a reminder that we the people have not forgotten that there are those who protect us. If you're near Billings this weekend, there will be a welcoming home celebration for the men and women of the 592nd Ordnance Company who just returned after a year in Afghanistan. It's on Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. at the Rimrock Auto Arena, and it's your chance to say thank you. It's also a great chance to teach our kids that freedom is not free, but comes at a great cost both to the members of the military who deploy and to their families who wait anxiously back home. As an old vet once said, freedom is not free, but the sacrifice is worth it. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.